Namo Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine, Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschatya Deshatarine. We're all here today to celebrate Govardhan Puja. This was initiated, the first Govardhan Puja was initiated by Krishna 5,000 years ago. Worship of the hill was done by offering him very opulent prasadam. And then everyone, the Vrijvasis and their cows, circumambulated Govardhan Hill. Giriraj Govardhan is glorified by Krishna's greatest devotees as being the greatest devotee of Krishna. In other words, the gopis, who are in fact Krishna's most surrendered intimate devotees, they call the hill Haridasa Varya, the best of all of Krishna's servants. That's no faint praise from where it's coming. Why? Because he facilitates Krishna's intimate enjoyment with his closest friends and family. Govardhan serves as Krishna's playground, the playground for Krishna and Krishna's friends and his beloved gopis. Actually, here is one place where Krishna shows himself as the reservoir of all pleasure. Or the original phrase spoken by Rupa Goswami at the very beginning of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he calls Krishna Akila Rasamrita Murti, the embodiment of all the rasas. Krishna wants to enjoy in various ways with various kinds of devotees, not just the gopis. In different places and in different times and in his different incarnations, he has different kinds of reciprocations with various devotees. But here in Govardhan is one of the few places where Krishna enjoys all the rasas together at the same time, in the same place. And Krishna has, this is his playground. We can say he has three favorite playgrounds in this area. Vrindavanam Govardhanam Yamuna Pulunani Cha. This is as Shukadev describes it in the Bhagavatam. When baby Krishna was going with the Vrijvasis to move from Gokula to Nandishvara. On the way, Krishna saw these favorite places of his. The Vrindavan forest, this Govardhan hill, and the shores of the Jamuna River. Krishna and his devotees, their business here is just to enjoy. They don't work. They don't have to go to school. They have no obligations and no worries. Yogis and gyanis are aspiring after liberation, but they don't really know what it is. This is liberation, to simply be able to enjoy with Krishna, not have to worry, not have to struggle, not have to work. The younger people here won't know, but remember this, and better not to remember it, but there used to be a television program in the United States. I think it was called The Millionaire. Some philanthropist, very rich man, he liked to anonymously, without letting anybody know what he was doing, send one of his men out to meet people at random. Not at random. He would pick out people who were suffering in life and have his man go out and offer the person from nowhere, just come and offer them $1 million. And then the people would be so relieved and happy. They felt freed from all their obligations. They could retire for life and solve all their problems. Of course, suppose we update that today. Someone came to you and offered you, for no reason, suddenly $10 million. I don't think a million would be enough to solve your problems, but $10 million. You could quit your job. You could tell your boss, if he's not a devotee, to go to hell and retire for the rest of your life and solve your problems. That's what being living with Krishna in his abode is like. Everything you want, anything you need, is automatically provided. All that you need to do is join in Krishna's pleasure pastimes. So Krishna didn't only lift Govardhan Hill. This pastime of worshipping Govardhan leads into the Leela of Indra in anger because his sacrifice was stopped to replace it with the Govardhan Yajna. Indra tried to destroy Vrindavan, sending devastating rains. And Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill to frustrate Indra and protect the Brijbasis. So this is the famous pastime that everybody thinks of in connection with Govardhan. But there are so many other pastimes here. Pastimes with all his devotees. So I'd like to do one thing that just to get some local flavor, something that many of the local sadhus who live out here around the hill, what they do about this time in the morning, they sit down, have a cup of tea, and read the newspaper. So we're also going to read the local news a little bit, just two pages. From written, recorded by our correspondent, Srila Rupa Goswami, in his Dhanakeli Komudi, describes a pastime that happened just here. Krishna's wanting to play the game of being the tax collector. And he set himself up just over here. That's the Dhani Rai temple. Just on this side of it, he and his friend set up to block the way of the gopis who were coming over the hill with their milk products to take them for sale. And he demanded taxes from them. And this enjoyable pastime ensued up and down this hill. But it started over there. So I'm reading just a couple of pages from Rupa Goswami's one-act play, Dhanakeli Komudi. If the magician will go on. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Okay. One second. Okay. This is just a short conversation at the beginning of this drama, this pastime. Vrinda Devi is standing somewhere over there with Krishna's very intimate friend, the young boy Subal. They're trying to arrange for this pastime for Krishna. They're somewhere between, you know where Manasi Ganga is? About a half a kilometer straight that way is Manasi Ganga. So somewhere between here and Manasi Ganga, the two of them are standing. Machine's not quite ready. Door. One second. This will just take a second. I have to reopen the file. Okay, got it. Subala is a young boy, so maybe he doesn't know Sanskrit. He's speaking Prakrit here. Sounds like baby talk. First, Vrinda talks. I'll read the Sanskrit and I'll translate it. Adya, Vrinda Devi, speaking to Subal. Adya Radha, Sagibir Mondita Sanida, Govinda. Govinda Kunda Rodasi, Maka Mondapi, Guru Nam, Abhyanugiya, Hayongavinam, Vikretum, Abhikramishyati, Tada Vediatum, Nandi, Muki, Sandipaner Matur Ubadeshena Mukundam Ubalabda. She's saying to Subal, today Sri Radha, surrounded by her very close friends, is supposed to come over this way, over to Govindakund, 3 kilometers down the road. On that shore, there is the arena set up for performing a big sacrifice. And on the order of her elders, she's going to come to offer, to sell, rather, the milk products, especially fresh butter, just made from yesterday's yogurt. So I have to go tell that. I have to let Krishna know about this. She's conspiring to arrange for this pastime. Let Krishna know the girls are coming over the hill. So I'm going to meet Nandi Muki. I'm just doing this. Don't blame me. I'm doing this on the order of Sandipini Muni's mother. That's Yogamaya. What's her name? Purnamashi has ordered Subala. You go talk to Nandi Muki and let her let Krishna know. She's Krishna's sister. Anyway, she'll let Krishna know what's happening. So Subala replies. He's very happy to hear this, and he says, Bunde esa nihila mahuri voriya si rahiya ohom eta lahuam mi ate gurunehim anunada. This is Prakrit. Vrinda. You know, Srimati Radharani is the greatest of all personalities. She's full of all nectars. Why is it she's such a superior, important person? Why is she engaging in this petty business of selling butter? What is this? Why is she being ordered to do that? Exploitation. Vrinda Devi replies, Yadaham Hovaniyam Hari Hayungavivam Swayamidam Upahariyam Goduham Anganabihi. Well, I understand that in this sacrifice is going to be performed over there at Govindakunda. On this particular day in the sacrifice, there has to be an offering of fresh butter. And the young unmarried girls are supposed to come and bring that butter produced from their own cows and offer it to the rishis, the sages who are performing the sacrifice. And then they can ask whatever benediction they want from the rishis, and it has to come true. They can ask for anything. So that's why Srimati Radharani is coming here to sell the butter. There it is. Subal says, Oriso Sakasa Mohantasya Moho. So this sacrifice, what great soul is performing it? Whose sacrifice is this? Vrindadevi answers, Sugrihita nama deyasyananda dundubehe. I'm not good, Dundubi, who has his name very appropriately, Vasudev, Krishna's father, is doing the sacrifice. Like Govinda Kund. Subala says, Maupuram mukya kaham vana mordye kina arambido jano. How come Vasudev has left Madhupura, Mathura, and he's coming over here to do some sacrifice? How's that? Vrindadevi answers. Shall I continue? Jivati kumsa hotake katam maturayam dasya yagya siddhi. As long as that wretch Kamsa is still alive, how can this sacrifice be performed in Mathura city? Atastinatra bhagurir nama gargasya jamata swa pratinidir gamishyati nyadayi. So, therefore, they can't do the sacrifice in Mathura out of fear of Kamsa. So, Vasudev has appointed someone to come here as his representative. He's not free to leave Mathura. So he's appointed the sage Bhaguri, who's the son-in-law of Gargamuni. He'll come here, and he's here now, and he's going to do the sacrifice. Bhaguri Muni. Pudom ahario esa jono. Well, Subal says, I presume this must be abhichara sacrifice, that Vasudev is doing it to kill his enemy, to do violence to an enemy. It's that kind of sacrifice. Brinda answers, nahi, nahi. Kintu shantiko yam. No, no. This is a sacrifice for peace. For pacification, just the opposite. Yatrasutad apyadikasya mitrasuno krishnasya swaputrasya charamasya nikilanishta shantihi palam. The fruit that's intended of this sacrifice is to secure peace for Krishna, the son of, rather, Vasudev, the son of Vasudev's friend, Nanda Maharaj. As far as they know, he's Nanda Maharaj's son. As far as everybody, Vrindadevi knows. And he's more important to her, Krishna, than her own son. But also, this sacrifice will secure peace and protection for her own son, Balaram. Subal, shanam bhavya, sakol to come. He thinks for a minute, and then his curiosity is piqued. With great amazement, he says, "Pia wa sa, sorom, hiachitta, sagaritta, teligata, hirari, dananura, bussa, radia." Dana goha bila sa sa lala sa ajja cheha siddha. Well, I know what's happening, actually. My very dear friend, who's about the same age as me, Krishna, I know that he's been harboring in his heart for quite a long time a very intense desire to play the part of being the gatekeeper, the toll taker. So he has this greedy desire to today finally carry out this pastime of taking tribute, taking toll tax from Radha and the other gopis. Vrindadevi says, Subala. I'm going backwards. Subala. Madvidanam. Api. Nidanayate. Sadhana Leela. So this, Vrindadevi says, this pastime of taking the toll at Dhanagati, it's also going to be a great treasure and fulfill all the ambitions of other devotees like me. Tadehi manasa ganga tiram avatarava. So now let's go and get down from this high spot. Let's climb down to where the shore of the Manasaganga is, Manasiganga. So they both walk over to Manasiganga and position themselves there. Subala then says, Bundi Bunantarale Akaralanam Maralanam Dwani Dorani Duni Dahine Sunirya. Vrindadevi, I can hear something very wonderful. Just inside this forest, what kind of bird is that? I think it's herons. Bakas. They're not very, most of, Bakasura was a great demon. Most of the bakas are very small, not very violent creatures. But I hear that these non-violent bakas are making a great noise, chirping away. Just on the right side of the Jumuna River. Jumuna River used to flow on the side of Govardhan. They're still on the way to Radharkund. In the first kilometer, there's the boathouse of Radha Krishna, where they used to get on boats and ride on the Jumuna alongside the hill. So Subala says, I hear these baka birds chattering away on the shore of the Jumuna. She answers, Nayam Muralanam Dwanihi Kintu Pashupala Bala Tula Udinam. This is not the chirping of the baka birds. What you're hearing is the tinkling ankle bells of the gopis. They're approaching. And she looks and becomes very ecstatic. She notices they're coming. Shone mundita murni kundalitaya klipte dulokotame nyastam swarnagatim vahantya chulutam hoyongavino jwalam dure pasya tatavidabir abitaksmeda sakipir sakibir vita Radha manasa janavi tatabhuvam svairam parikramati. I see Srimati Radharani is taking her time at her leisure. She's doing circumambulation in respect around Manasiganga. It's almost a kilometer to go all the way around Manasiganga, about a kilometer. I see her head is decorated with a red-colored, very excellent, fine cloth, but it's been wrapped around into a circle. And it's holding this golden pot on her head. She's carrying, not very rapidly, but she's carrying this pot. And I can see from the pot, there's dripping fresh butter. I can see her some distance away, but still I can see. And she's surrounded by other gopis who are also carrying such pots. She's very happy and smiling, performing her circumambulation of Manasiganga. And Subala comments, Amo he chanchalahing saha arihin
puno
puno udi bidaye rahiyae akonda ahandala ko andala daye biya tolota mandali mando jia niya mahuri no bundarai bundalai. These girls are not very sober. They're surrounding Radharani. But she's so effulgent that they're all glorified just by being in her presence. Just like clouds, within the clouds, there is the rainbow. It looks like that. So beautifying the whole Vrindavan forest. Subala. Oh, Subala just spoke. Last statement here. Vindadevi. Subala. Radha madhuryasya ginam apyagragami tvat durudeshe pi sahasikyam evava darayam. Subala, you should understand that the sweetness of Srimati Radharani, her charm, is so exalted that it rises above all the mountains. So therefore, even we're some distance away, maybe a kilometer away from her, still, on the other side of the lake, Manasi Ganga, still it's very easy to take note of all this. She bows down her head in humility and offers her praise to Srimati Radharani. Analocha vidamya hiha bahumene bahunshrinam tyajyam irsha pannam maruripur abhishtam api ramam janat soyam yasya shrayati nahitasye pyavasaram samartas tam radham bhavati bhuvi kakshlabitum api. Actually, the face of Srimati Radharani is so effulgent that it puts to shame the effulgence of the moon and of the lotus flowers. Or if you want to take it otherwise, this is referring to Chandravali and Padma. She puts to shame these other gopis with the beauty of her face. How can an unintelligent person like me properly glorify her? Actually, I'm not even fit to try to glorify her. I'm not fit to be her servant. Who is it in the world, anyone, who can appropriately glorify her? Anyway, so they decide we better get out of the way. We have other business in this pastime. We have to get the news to Krishna. So they retire from the stage. So that's enough of reading the daily newspaper. This is the kind of pleasure pastimes that Krishna enjoys with all of his devotees here, all different kinds of devotees. You can note Giriraj himself, who's providing the stage and all the props. He's not in Chandarasa. He's called Dasa. He's doing this as personal service to Krishna for his pleasure, providing all the arrangements for his pastimes here. Krishna's friends, like Subal, are involved, although they're conspiring with the gopis. But the other boys are going to come to defend Krishna and help him be the gatekeeper and stand up and oppose the gopis. So those of the devotees in Sakya Rasa are involved in these pastimes. We hear that Vasudev, even though he didn't personally come, he's performing a sacrifice down the street for Krishna's protection, Krishna and Balaram's protection. So here in Govardhan, the Vatsalya Rasa is vividly manifest. And finally, but not least, here's what Krishna enjoys with the gopis. He has his Rasa Lila officially in the autumn as was just a week ago or so, at Vamshivata, at the other side of the Vrindavan forest. But Krishna has his Rasalila here very often, officially in the springtime, down the street, this street, at Chandra Sarovara, and also at the bottom of Giriraj. Krishna has his Rasalila with the gopis. And they enjoy in the caves, and they enjoy this pastime of having to pay the tax to Krishna. Devotees are enjoying with Krishna in all their different moods. But there's no material enjoyment here. You may notice there's no shopping centers. There's hardly a place to park your car. Sometimes there's no water or electricity. There's no material, there's no facility for material enjoyment. This is the most enjoyable place, but it's only for those who are fully sold out to Krishna, who only want his pleasure and don't care for their own welfare. That is the mood of the residents of Vraja. There are so many varieties of this love, but the common denominator is complete dedication to simply Krishna's being happy. Maybe we're interested in this proposal that you won't have to work anymore. You can just play with Krishna in his abode. We may want to achieve that, but to do it, we have to surrender ourselves completely to Krishna. We have to, at least step by step, give up all our material attachments. Become seriously interested in Krishna. You want to have this privilege of just being able to enjoy. You have to become serious about actually being Krishna conscious and working very hard for the pleasure of Krishna through following Prabhupada's, contributing something to Prabhupada's mission. That's how we have some hope that we can join these pastimes, or at least become seriously interested about hearing about them. Shri Giriraj, Govardhan, Govardhan Puj, Mahamahotsav Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Okay, we can continue, but maybe we can ask one of the Maharajas to speak. Should we go to the Gopuja now? Okay, we've been asked to just continue the program now, and we'll go downstairs to worship Krishna's cows, and then after that go across the hill and worship Giriraj. This is a rare privilege to get that close to Giriraj. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took his personal vow never to step on Govardhan. When you're around here, you have to be very careful. The stones are all over the place. Those are Govardhan Shilas. Whenever you walk on anywhere in town, you have to look that you're not stepping on a Govardhan Shila, especially on that side of the street. Please be careful. Try not to step on the stones. I mean, especially if you get closer to the hill, be careful where you're stepping. Okay. So we're supposed to start a kirtan and go downstairs? Hare Krishna.